Huh?
She's like a Pez dispenser. He just bends her back and the kid flies out.
Oh,
geez.
Do you guys even fucking listen to Nelson?
Yeah.
Live Ranksters back and better than ever, episode number 65, January 20th, 2023. Captain Kaka's Sack, Major Shimmy Bags, First Mate Bunny Goodman, coming to you live from the watery tundra, sailing the seas of awfulness. I don't know about you guys, but if there's one thing that this week made me want, it's Long John Silver's. Give me all those hush puppies.
Oh, I want
give
the hush
puppies.
Give
me all those
puppies.
Crunchies. Give me the
give
fish.
Me all the, yeah.
Give
me all
the
fillets.
Give me the chicken. Yeah. I've never wanted scurvy so bad in my life.
Give me that fillet of fish. Give me that fish. That's what we needed. As the I know we should have got the Billy Big Bass for
back
this
back in
one.
The days when pirates used to just go around taking gold... Getting syphilis.
Right.
Eating oranges. Not taking showers. You know?
Oh, she was like dying already.
It was a good time.
Oh my god. This is so good. Oh, this is so good. Washkush is dying. Hughes is trying to shit on the pirates. This is amazing.
Yeah.
This is our best intro ever.
I don't even know what happened, but Ashley was like getting a water, and she heard Hugh say something, and all of a sudden she lost her shit, and then I lost mine, and like I don't know. So I don't even know what
happy,
you guys said. All I heard, Hugh
yeah,
just said
happy
about
to oblige.
Listen,
yar har har, Ranksters, let's
yar,
get ready to walk down the plank into fucking Alestorm.
Hey, I'd rather walk a plank.
Here's an extra super bonus. Today is the official good day.
Uh-oh.
Day. On Ice Cube,
but it
song.
Wasn't a good day.
I don't even know what that means.
The, the song by Ice Cube today was a good day.
Oh,
somebody actually figured out. I posted on the
what
following
day?
Down the rankings
yeah, that's
Facebook.
Right. I did see it.
It what the actual day was because there's a couple clues in the song. The big one is when the Lakers beat the Supersonics.
Ooh. Oh,
so
okay.
January 20th.
So you go back and figure it out.
1991 mm-hmm. or three or something. I can't remember the exact date.
93, maybe? That's good. It's
yeah,
good stuff.
But
So
happy,
on to not good stuff.
Good day.
Not
yeah.
a good day. It was
yeah,
not
so
a good
we're
day.
Back. So we're continuing through here just to kind of get everybody up to speed.
We're slushing through the shit right now. That's
yeah,
what this
we
is.
Did Weezer, and like, as if they don't even, like, we putting Weezer and Alestorm in the same band is like, you know, or in
as
the same bucket.
The falling down the stairs, or rankings Weezer expert here, since I
oh,
won
boy.
It.
Oh boy. He won it. Look at this guy. The expert.
Yes, the expert
yeah.
here.
Just
yeah.
wait till
I think it's
later
a nice,
tonight.
Transition.
Yeah.
I hope you guys listen to Alestorm because I worked really hard on this list.
Yeah.
I just hope you guys give it the respect
yeah.
it deserves.
Yeah. My favorite part about listening to Alestorm, I think I told you guys this, is that I listened to all of it on YouTube because I didn't want my Spotify stats to be inflicted.
Dude,
with fucking
your
Alestorm.
Favorite part of Alestorm is when I messaged you my list and you just scrambled it like we did with TSO.
No, we actually didn't
no,
do that.
I know we didn't.
I was close.
That.
No, we didn't.
He probably just took the first song off every album and just took some random ones.
He strategically
ones.
Did
it. No, the thing is that I had all the songs last week, and then I was like, oh, this is great, I'm ahead of it. And then this week just went fucking bananas.
Kablooey.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It went kablooey.
this damn computer's
damn
going kablooey.
Damn computer's kablooey.
I gotta go in the other room.
Man, I would love to fucking sit down, do nothing but eat Domino's, Doritos, and watch, like, The Departed, Goodfellas, and The Wolf of Wall Street back to back to back.
Yes,
wow.
That's a good day. Now that's a good day.
That's a good day, yeah.
That's a really good day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So, all right, Washko, shirt and beer.
Shirt and beer.
Let's fucking do this.
Beer, I got some Lion's Head.
Lion's Head.
I got some Calico Jack rum and some ginger ale.
Ooh,
getting ready for later. And shirt, I didn't have anything pirates, so Goonies, the Jolly Roger.
Goonies.
Never say die.
Nothing wrong with that. I love it. Love it.
Jim, let's see that Alestorm shirt.
Yeah, my Alestorm shirt. I got some Miller Lite and Maker's Mark whiskey, as I said earlier. And then I have a hoodie benefiting the school that says, what is it? We're in this together, something like that.
Through this together.
So, through this together. This is for me and Hughes. We're going to get through this together, okay? Okay, that's why I wore this hoodie tonight.
We're going to need it. Yeah. I've got Coors Light.
Oh, man.
Back on the wagon.
I also went a little piratey. Diet Coke.
Ooh. Cane sugar.
Since I'm thinking that previous to this, there was probably only one band I never wanted to listen to.
Oh, boy.
Oh!
He's got it.
He's got the I'd rather get Anthrax than listen to Anthrax shirt on.
Honest to God, one of the most comfortable shirts ever.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, okay. Super comfortable. Yeah,
so that means you gotta wear it more now.
This is the first time. I just tried it. I put it on before. I was like, man, fuck yeah, this is comfortable.
Look, all I can say is that the person who makes these shirts is a friend of a friend of my wife, okay? And when this guy comes to the house and hands me these shirts, the looks on his face are like, what is wrong with you? Because he made the Ten and Annette Fleming shirts.
Oh, really?
And he had no fucking clue what that meant. And then I had Sam message him as like, I need an Anthrax shirt. And he's like, what does that mean? Is that like, he had no, like, you know, but then he showed up, showed me, he's like, is this really what you wanted? And I was like, yes, it is. Thank you. So, you know, the look on his face when he handed me these shirts, it's fantastic.
That's pretty good. So, all right, we're doing Alestorm.
We are doing Alestorm. I never actually thought this would have come to fruition, but here we are.
So this is part two of our, hey, each of us pick a band that the other two can't stand go through.
Yes, sir.
Or don't really listen to, but it's holding true of can't stand still, you know, even though I'm the resident Weezer expert.
Look, when you guys run through Puddle of Mud, you guys are going to be such fans. I don't even know what to tell you.
I'd rather trip and fall into a puddle of mud than listen to
Puddle of
Mud.
I'd rather fucking drown and die in a puddle of mud. Isn't that one of the songs, Drown and Die?
No, Drift and Die, you bastard. Get it
right. Yeah, okay.
Metallica breath.
What does that even mean?
Oh, my God.
All right, so our bonus is from back when I won Weezer, which it was
3 years ago.
Yeah, Perfect Storm album, so there's no wrong.
That means.
There's no wrong answer here. It's basically an album that
Mark Wahlberg, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, right?
Yes.
Perfect Storm. Yeah.
Yes. Skip the Calvin Klein underwear. but no, Perfect Storm album is one of those albums that just hits you, right moment, right time. Whatever's going on with you doesn't have to be the band's best album. It's just one that, sits with you, and always will.
So what do you think Baldwin's listening to right now in jail? Because he killed that lady and got
arrested. He's not in jail yet.
I shot the sheriff.
Yeah.
Someone's responsible for this. And
it's not him.
It's not him. They handed him the gun. It was supposed to be a prop.
He's an actor. He's not a props expert.
Right.
I don't know.
Whoever's in charge of
him. Was,
but he
was sketchy on the interviews about it, though. Like, I don't know if he was. I don't know. See, I think it's just like, I remember, who did we have? We had somebody, when we were in high school, we had a teacher who was teaching us something, and I vividly remember him saying that when you sue someone, you sue everybody. That's how the legal system works. Like, like you sue everybody.
This
like
is different.
You sue the actor, you sue the you sue every. Like, if somebody fell on your sidewalk, you sue the person, you sue the township, you sue the county, the city, the state, like
the earth.
And eventually, you see what trickles down your way. So I think that's what this is. Is they're just bringing everyone.
The family's trying
to
get as much money as they can, but like it's going to fall onto the props director, the person that's handling it, and like anyone else involved with the gun. Because
the question becomes, why was there a live bullet anywhere near the set? Like, it's a movie.
Like they should have all blanks in them, no matter what.
I feel
when they're in the movie, they don't actually point the gun at them like this. They point it away, and then they angle the camera to make it look.
They edit it.
No, right. Well, they angle the camera.
But even that. But the thing is either way, Baldwin has to live with that for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I feel bad for
him. He accidentally,
you know what I mean? But
like
you
that
could kill,
fucks
you could,
up.
I was talking to Biggers about this because I was like, why would he be charged with involuntary manslaughter? She was like saying, like, it's the same thing if like you're driving down the road and like you get in a car accident and somebody dies. Like, there's no intent.
You get charged.
There's no like malice.
Well,
that's why
it's involuntary.
And that's why the maximum
just
sentence like is only 18 months if he were to have to go to jail, which he wouldn't have to go to jail. I mean, jail
that's
is
fucked up. Is just
yeah. Yeah, jail for him is like his, you know, it's, I don't know. Yeah, you know, he's got like 7 fucking kids with his new
wife. He's got a ton of kids, man. Yeah.
He's 6 years old.
She pops
he's
those like... things out. She's like a Pez dispenser. He just bends her back and the kid flies out.
Oh my God, that's filthy. That's gross. Alec Baldwin, best role, The Departed. Next best role, he's awesome in a couple Mission Impossible movies.
Beetlejuice?
Beetlejuice, dude.
But
Beetlejuice.
I was going to say, but Beetlejuice.
Departed Beetlejuice, 1, Beetlejuice man. 2.
Yeah, definitely. Dude, Beetlejuice, when he fucking hits the FBI guy, he throws him against the board and just starts punching him in the fucking face. Oh my God.
He's a baby in Beetlejuice.
Oh, dude, you don't even recognize him.
He's
when
like 30.
Between
yeah.
That, yeah. Like between that and The Departed, it's a totally different person. It's crazy.
You guys watch 30 Rock? I fucking love 30 Rock. I think he's hilarious.
I've never actually watched it. I've seen bits, like, you know.
It's super stupid. Like,
right. Well, it's
like,
you know,
it's
a lot
very
of
zany.
Supposed to be.
But,
right.
Like, Tina Fey and Tracy Morgan and him, it's
dude,
like,
I gotta admit, I don't like Tracy Morgan. That guy annoys me. I don't like him. He annoys the fuck out of me.
We're gonna have Peter for dinner.
His character on 30 Rock has a son who's older than him. So it's like, it's so ridiculous. Like, it's obviously not really his son, but the guy pretends that he's his lost son, and the guy's like 2 years older than him. And this guy shows, he's like, Daddy, can I have $500,000 to open up a dojo? Like, it's this fucking hilarious running joke.
That's
he's
cool.
Got a kid.
I'll give you that.
He has
that's
a kid
cool.
Who's older than him.
Speaking of dojos, I just saw that Cobra Kai final season, season 6 coming out. Soon.
6. Yeah. I never
is
got
it
through 5.
Yeah.
Oh,
I never
dude,
got
that
through
is,
5.
It's at its end.
Let's pick some numbers.
Okay, so numbers.
There's 7 seas that are to be sailed.
There are.
1 through 7.
But there's also 1,741, the Battle of Cartagena. So,
okay.
17 to let's 41.
Okay.
Jim, pick a number.
What was the range?
17 to 41 for the Battle of Cartagena. 1741.
All right. In honor of Hughes, his favorite 80s hair metal lead singer, Sebastian Bach, 18 in life.
That dirty old grandma?
Yeah, he looks rough right now.
Oh, he looks
rough.
Horrible.
My God.
He looks worse than Steven Tyler, and that's saying something.
I'm going to go with 23 for the GOAT.
Oh, there you go.
Go 37. For I don't know what I just ran
for Hughes's age. Happy birthday.
Hey, and
yo
again
37.
For the third week in a row.
How fucking exciting. All
right,
I know
Alexa,
first one there. Let us know what it's
give
like.
Give me a number between
no,
17
Oscar's
and
the first
41
one.
Is he? Oh yeah, he is 37.
Yeah,
oh yeah, you're 37
same.
Already.
Yeah, Oscar's is 37.
Shit.
Yeah, Bunny Goodman.
25. Hughes.
Oh, Hughes.
I'm going
it's
first.
He's
you.
Going first.
He's going first.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I'm going first. Jim, you go second. Washkush. I want you go in third because I want to see your reaction to as we
okay.
Decimate this.
I love it.
All right. Perfect storm. All right.
So we start.
Hughes.
We're doing just round table or what?
The normal.
10-6.
Yeah. 10-6.
These are really no particular order, and they're not like necessarily my favorite albums.
No, it's just an album that
just
it
moments.
Hit you in the right moment in time. Yeah. It
yep.
You know, if it was released 2 years later, you'd probably hate it, but you never know.
Right. So, all right. So my first one, The Getaway, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Total, I love 2016. Total vibe. This is fucking rich. So far, so good. So what, Megadeth. I just fucking love it. Yeah. I mean, I love it. And when I got it, like, it was one, like, I knew, like, Rust in Peace and Countdown and Peace Cells, and for whatever reason, I slept on that album once. It's great. Next one fucking always will remind me of being fucking 16 down to fucking amazing.
Wow. There you go.
Next one fucking also I saw the band three or four times on the album cycle for this tour, fucking Mastodon, Once More Around the Sun. And just a fucking total vibe fucking album, and it's amazing and it's great and it's dark and it's depressing but it's uplifting and it's wonderful. Queens of the Stone Age, like clockwork.
Oh my God.
I like the clockwork.
In and out, in and out.
I watch
dude,
clockwork.
Those are good albums. I like it.
Like I said, there's no wrong answers.
All right. Am I next?
You are.
I'm next?
Yes.
Oh shit. All right, number 10 for me. Washkush, dedicated to you. Coolest, one of the funnest days of my life. Marilyn Manson, Golden Age of Grotesque. The whole vibe around the album, why we did it, what happened. And it's a good album. Yes. I can't help myself, all right? Number 9.
You know what? I support... Honestly, it's great. Let's support a rapist. Good call. Oh. All right.
Good call. He's an abuser.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. That makes it better.
And it was before we knew it, all right? Yeah, look it. Okay. These are moments. Look, right. I will never forget the moment that Wash Kush... pull Yui in the Trailblazer, and I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, we're fucking returning this CD. This sucks. And we went back to Joe Nardone's Gallery of Sound, right? And he threw that thing across the counter and was like, give me something else. And there you go. All right, number 9. I was in the middle of fooling around with a girl, and I saw a music video, and it was Puddle of Mud, Come Clean. It was their hit.
She didn't come clean.
That album just... Yeah. Well, no, not at all. Fuck. All right, number 8. Bruce Springsteen, Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Wow.
That's a whole other thing there.
The what,
number 7,
the what?
I'm going to go with Darkness on the Edge of Town. Wash Kush, relax. Sorry, it's the whiskey. Number 7, I remember standing outside of the Viewmont Mall with somebody that we went to school with. I won't say names because whatever. And he's puking his guts out with the flu, and we stood in line to get the Eminem Marshall Mathers LP. Mm. And then number 6, I'm going to go with Killswitch Engage, their first album, Alive or Just Breathing.
Nice.
Cruising around in the Grand Am with the windows down, listening to the sad songs on that album. Whoa.
Good albums there.
Whoa. Interesting. Yes.
All right, my number 10 here is Miles Davis, Kinda Blue. Great.
Ooh.
Great blues album.
Kinda blows. No, I'm just kidding.
If pee in your pants is cool. Consider me Miles Davis.
Number 9, Guardians of the Galaxy, Awesome Mix, Volume 1.
Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting. Going with the compilation.
Yes. Well, it was my, when I was working in the office, it was a Friday morning ritual of every morning. I'd always just put that album on and just listen it top to bottom. And just it just goes with the movie. So awesome. Number 8, Aerosmith. Big Ones.
Ooh, that's a good album.
It's like the compilation of their greatest hits of like the early shit, and it basically got me into rock and roll.
Dude, that's a great album choice. The disc, I remember it was like a blue disc with the wings on. Oh yeah, that's a good one. Wow.
Number 7, Slipknot, All Hope Is Gone.
Yo. Mm. Nice.
Okay. It's good.
Jim, you will vouch for this one because you probably heard it 1,000 times. God Forbid, Constitution of Treason.
Oh, man.
That did not come out of my CD player, out of my car for like 3 months straight.
No. Dude, that was locked
in. And it just continued going. It just...
just looped it. Dude, that's good. I think the only reason you took that out was for the Saint Anger album that was returned to get
the Golden Age. That came out when we were in college.
Was it
after? That was when we were in college.
Oh,
man. I think The War Within came out.
Yeah, because that's when we went to see God Forbid and Shadows Fall.
Yeah.
We, like, followed them from Wilkes-Barre to Allentown
in
1 week.
I think War Within came out, like, Constitution Treason came out, and then a couple months later, The War Within came out. I'm not 100% sure, or it might have been, like, The Lamb of God or something like that.
Dude, that was good. God Forbid. They were fucking cool.
They were really good.
Really fucking cool.
And
then,
that's six.
Six. You're done.
Okay. Alright.
666. Hughes, number 5.
311, Transistor.
Ooh.
Fucking, I had my grandma Loretta take me to get 311 self-titled album. I got the wrong one.
Dude, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Alright, my number 5. I did not hear this album until later in life. It was right after I got sick with Lyme and all the bullshit, and I didn't know what was going on, if I was going to die or not. But Alice in Chains, Jar of Flies.
Ooh, that was close to coming on for me.
Dude, it was that album. Just Nutshell was a whole vibe for me.
Nutshell,
going through a lot of medical
Apple,
issues, man.
Fucking Whale and Wasp.
God, just masterpiece.
Jim, speaking of Alice in Chains, Unplugged.
Ooh, man,
nice.
That's a
Nutshell
good one, too.
On that
that's probably
is
the
so
best.
Fucking good.
Oh, it's so ridiculous, dude. Nice. That might be the best Unplugged ever. I mean, it's just...
It's probably in top 5 live albums ever recorded.
Because, I mean, Jerry carries that whole concert. Jerry, you know, Lane is fucked out of
his mind. And on Jerry's guitar, it said, "Friends don't let friends cut hair," either.
No, that was Mike. That was Inez.
Okay.
Inez, yeah.
The bass, yeah. But yeah.
But Jerry's always carried Alice in Chains. He's the creative soul of the band. And I love Lane. Lane's
is he the founding member? Or
they all. Well, no. Like, they...
I don't even know how they formed, to be honest.
Yeah, it's like the original four. It's Sean, the drummer, Mike Starr.
Mike Starr.
Lane and Jerry. Mike Starr is on Facelift, Sap, and Dirt. And then Inez comes. He's on Jar of Flies, self-titled, and he's there still.
Didn't Mike Starr do the celebrity rehab shit and then
he
die
did.
Anyway?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was with this season with Adler. Weren't they on the same season?
Snuck in a whole bunch of heroin.
What a sloppy fucking rhythm section.
Yeah, how about that? Oh my god.
Like, you go to your friggin' rehab for a reality TV show and you sneak in a bunch of fucking heroin, like...
I know, I like how, like, they went to, like, a place and there was, like, a cover band playing and they were playing, like, Man in the Box. And Mike Starr's like, yo, that was, like, my band. Like, I played that song. And all the people are like, okay, bro. Like,
okay, cool. Dude.
We know.
Wow.
Yeah. No one cares. All right.
It's
just embarrassing. Number four. Just exploiting. Number four. Probably my favorite... It's weird because I've been with this band since I'm like 9, and this album is later on, but 21st Century Breakdown by Green Day. Fucking love it.
You love that album.
I fucking love it. That
really
is my favorite.
Love that
I
album.
Do. That, it's so weird because I was so excited how Green Day exploded with American Idiot, and then I was like, you kind of got burnt out in the 5 years, but 21st Breakdown came out in 2009.
It took you 5 years to get burnt out on American Idiot?
It didn't take 5 years, but it was like...
It took me 5 seconds.
Yeah.
But it was like... Yo, but you would get to the point where it's like, you put on like 97.9X, American Idiot's on. You
right.
put on KRZ,
yes.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams
Don't,
on. You put on BHC, Wake Me Up When
Don't
September
worry,
ends.
They're all on Rock 107 now, the classic rock station.
Classic?
Are
yeah.
they really?
No.
I haven't listened to Rock 107 in ages. For me, Rock 107 will always be Foreigner and Styx and Rush.
That one?
Hughes.
Yeah.
You want to know something crazy?
Yeah.
My number four?
Yeah.
Green Day. Dookie.
Ooh.
Yeah, Dookie's amazing.
I remember as a kid going to the Wall. Obviously, Basket Case is my number one, or it's between one and two music video of all time, and then going to the Wall to get the cassette, and just the picture, the cover, and then the whole album is perfection.
Amazing.
So Green Day, Dookie.
Cool.
Definitely
nice.
For me.
Yeah, it's so good.
Well, guys.
What do we got?
Shadows Fall, Art of Bounce.
Dude.
I remember the fourth member of Falling Downstairs here. We were in his blue Grand Am. I forget where we were going to.
No.
It was a blue Grand. It was,
it was a Grand Am. It was a four
It wasn't
door.
Blue. It,
he had the
it
four
was
door.
A blue Grand Am. Like,
it was
like Carolina blue. And I remember
man.
Him putting it in
wow.
there and just, that first... fucking song coming on. Oh.
Wow. I mean, yeah. Hughes, number three.
I'm a big fan of this. I fucking Lady Gaga, the Fame Monster,
nice.
The EP,
nice,
the
nice,
Bad
nice.
Romance, Telephone.
Dude,
I fucking,
nice.
Yeah. Not my favorite Gaga album, but there's something about that one. It's like seven songs, six songs.
Dude, Gaga's
just,
great. Wow.
Yeah, killer.
All right, my number three. Eighth grade, I walk in. There's another person from we graduated with. I won't say his name. Mm. He's got a gigantic boombox.
John Cusack.
Yeah, okay. Yes, exactly. John Cusack's got a boombox. And
in your eyes.
Just to paint the scene, Shimmy's room was posters of Bret Michaels and Axl Rose. And when I heard Slipknot coming out of this kid's boombox within a week, it was nothing but Slipknot on my walls. Changed my life forever. I walked in, and I don't even know what song I remember hearing, but that was it.
Excellent.
First album. Honestly.
My number three is an album that came out in like a just dry spell of just good music being released. Like, it was just like all the good bands just... let's put out a shitty new album. People buy it because they love us, and it sucks, or it's just it's subpar.
Like, so wait, is this album Sengenso?
No,
is that what your pick is?
I'm explaining that the whole thing here of top to bottom, this album is fantastic, and it's constantly being played by me, Ghost, Impera.
Oh, Wash Kush.
Oh. Dude, I love Ghost. That's solid.
I respect it.
It might not be their best, but it's just...
No, it's my fifth favorite Ghost album, but I love it.
It's the best hair metal
album. But the thing is, it's just so many new, like, bands were putting out new albums, and it was crap, and then, like, boom.
Yeah, and Pantera's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I love the Ghost. Can't wait for the next one. Did you see the billboard?
Yeah, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming, Hughes. I don't know what that means, but man.
We'll find out in Lynchburg, Virginia next week. All right, number two.
Yeah, buddy.
Always, this album always does it for me. I don't care. Surfer Rosa, the Pixies, just never not a time to listen to it.
I love it. All right, Surfer Rosa. All right, number two for me. First cassette I ever owned. I'm probably 7-8 years old, and all I did was listen to this day in and day out, nonstop. Open Up and Say Ah by Poison. That was the gateway drug into everything that became me. That was it.
So many poor girls were forced to say Open Up and Say Ah at the hands of sleazy fucking bands like fucking Poison.
Correctamundo. But that album taught me guitars, sex, everything. Like, holy shit.
Yeah. What about two?
We have
our first meetup of band and album.
Mm.
Marilyn Manson, Golden Age of Grotesque.
Wow.
Ooh, there it is.
Wow. That's great. That's great. So many poor people have suffered at the hands of that man, and you guys love fucking parading.
Well, look what Metallica did to Dave Mustaine. They stole all the...
Hold him down and rape him.
They stole all his music and made him go to a life of drugs.
Hey, guys, look what Metallica did to Cliff Burton.
Oh, man, that's funny. If
you stayed within the band, they could have afforded a better charter bus. That's
it's funny.
All I'm
it reminds
say.
Me of how it reminds me of when all the Guns N' Roses guys were trying to get their cut of Axl, and just the low hanging fruit was to make Adler have a stroke. So at least you don't have to worry about that one. So good one.
Number one. So let's go.
Number one. All right. So this album. Numerous times throughout, I've always loved this album, but I love it right now because I'm on a huge David Bowie kick.
Ooh.
But it's Iggy Pop, The Idiot. His first album, produced by David Bowie, co-written by David Bowie, played on by David Bowie. What a fucking album. The song Nightclubbing, I don't know if you guys have ever heard it. You should listen to it. But it starts off with a drum beat. That drum beat is sampled. It's the main, like, doom, tsh, doom, from Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
Really?
Amazing. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a Roland drum machine. Mm, yeah. Right. Anyway, The Idiot. Okay. Amazing.
Roland makes some damn good hits. I kind of want to buy an electronic kit, but I just don't have money to buy one. Because I don't have...
Credit card.
Yeah.
Put it on
credit card. I'm trying to pay them down.
Oh my god. Dude.
Yeah.
What's $150 more?
A good Roland kit's like $2,000.
A good... Yeah. You need a good kit.
No one's telling you about a good $2,000.
I'm not buying a shit one. I already have a shit one. I have a...
Then set it up and play those fucking drums.
Keep working on it. I gotta get them from my parents' house.
Tell the kid... Tell
she would probably love it.
Pound
get back to mopping the fucking floor. I'm playing the drums.
Oh, man.
I'm only kidding.
Wow.
I don't know. Do kids mop floors?
No, mine does. She has her own like little toy mop and broom and vacuum. She always helps us. Like if I'm...
That's awesome.
That's actually amazing. I was only saying
that's
a joke. Because that's how I... like.
Yeah,
that's what I say to my kids. I'm like, listen, I'm not...
That's what I say to my kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, she loves throwing the dishwasher pod in the dishwasher, right? So I let her.
Hey,
she wanna come over here
and
do the dishes?
She doesn't do the dishes, she just likes throwing the pod in the washer. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. But if Ashley's vacuuming downstairs, she'll grab her little Dyson vacuum that we got her at Target, that was like $20, and she turns it on, she feels like she's helping out and being important. So we let her go.
That's good stuff.
That's awesome.
You know
what's
awesome?
Nice.
My number one.
Yeah.
I didn't even get to my number one, you bastard.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Don't
okay, Jim, which Puddle of Mud album is it?
It's Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction.
Wow! Wash Kush with a pull. God damn it. Well,
that
done,
is
sir.
The album that made Shimmy.
Of course it is, because I was taking guitar lessons. I quit guitar because the guy wouldn't let me play what I want, so I bought the tab book for Appetite, and I learn how to play the entire
don't you
album.
Love that about guitar lessons, like when we were kids, it's like, hey, like the guy's like, what do you want to learn? I'm like, I'd like to learn some Green Day songs. Like, seriously, I remember being like 12 saying I want to learn some Green Day songs. I'm saying, well, let's start with like, fucking marry out a little lamb. Yeah, and, like, let's make sure you
twinkle,
understand.
Twinkle, little star.
It's interesting how you guys are talking about guitar lessons. Drum lessons are complete opposite. Where it's just like you learn the fundamentals of, because drummers and usually in...
Dude, anybody could fucking pick up a guitar and fucking, like... Like, on your first day, you can learn how to play a power chord. You learn one, you can play every fucking Green Day fucking book. And the guys wanted me to fucking learn how to read a clef.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck is a clef?
I just want to jam.
A clef is like that guy we went to high school with that still hasn't accepted my friend request on Facebook fucking 5 years later. You know? It's like...
But drums, you don't even learn, like, anything. Either. Like, you learn notes. Like, you're like, okay, you're, like, breaking down, like, whole half quarter and all that. And then, like... Then, like maybe 2 or 3 weeks into doing it, like, you learn kit. It's crazy. Anyway.
It's good stuff.
Speaking of awesome here, so Ozzy was the one that started luring me down the dark side path, but he didn't fully push me over. And I remember being at the A&A car wash, and I forget who I was with, but it was, like, for some reason, I was just, like, riding my bike, and I met, like, 3 or 4 guys that, like, were the grade above us and, like, somebody in our grade. And we were just, like, messing around in the A&A parking lot there. And some dude went and cleaned out his car and forgot to take all of his CDs home with him. So, like, we were just, like, they were just, like, right on the little, like, concrete platform right next to all the shop vacs. And his entire collection of fucking Iron Maiden, Metallica, Megadeth, all this shit was in there, and I took, like, like, took what we wanted, and the one that I was just like, oh, I want that, and it was Iron Maiden's Live After Death, and I didn't have disc 2, I only had disc 1, and I just took that, and I put it in, and then it changed my life forever.
It's amazing.
That's awesome.
Want to take? Can we take a 2 minute break before we kick into the?
Yes,
L-story?
I'm gonna go get some rum,
Charity tree. We got
all
time.
Right. We'll be back. Yo ho ho. Let's get ready to go.
And we're back. We're gonna do Ale Service Painful. Let's go.
All right. Oh. We're kicking it off. We're going
new
ZA.
Drink.
We're gonna say our
Calico
numbers.
Calico Jack.
What do you got?
Got the rum.
Oh my god.
The rum.
Oh
rum.
My god.
Bear.
Johnny Depp's here. The
Quest
Megapod.
And
me.
I got. I do. Going. Actually, there I have it go. In a house dark glass.
Look at him.
This guy know what a party or what?
So we're going Z to A. All right, here we go. Our first song of the night is titled 1741. And I've got. Well, hold on. Never mind. Hughes goes first. 1741.
No.
No. I got that at.
Okay.
Number 28. That's a nice
one. I do not have it. It's a good one.
Okay. All right. Let's see. How about the next one? Zombies Ate My Pirate Ship.
Very wow. Ooh.
12. Yeah, it's a good one. I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I
got
have
it
at
25.
That'd be my...
Hughes, I fucking respect that. I love that song, but I...
Yeah. I think you're going to like my list.
I was impressed with Jim's list.
Hughes.
I think we have a Diamond Dave tonight. Oh,
yeah,
I'm going on record right now. 2 songs in.
Ooh.
Wow. I hope.
How about You Are a Pirate?
But I don't want to be a pirate.
No, I don't have
Jim,
that one.
I
mean, it's hard to tell
either.
When every fucking song's about a pirate. Let me
They're
just
a pirate
sure.
metal band!
No, I don't have it.
Alright,
yeah.
I don't have that either. Oh my god.
I don't have that either, so somebody fucked up. What?
Somebody fucked up.
Yeah, that was you. You sent the list earlier and said you're...
Oh, shit! No, I'm sorry. I have it at 18.
Okay.
Hughes has it.
There are songs about a pirate.
Oh, my God.
Where's the echo coming from?
It's Jim.
There's an echo?
Yeah.
Me?
I can hear myself echoing.
Wait.
I had an echo? You're like, no, I'm fine. I'm like, no, you're not.
Now I hear it.
Well, I reset everything. Hold on. Is it gone now? Do I have to move my microphone?
There's a reverb or something like that, like...
Yeah, I was hearing myself come through.
Really?
Like, the sound is slapping off something.
All
right. I don't know.
Hold on. Let me move. All right, hold on.
It sounds like, honestly, what it sounds like is that as we're coming up Starfish or whatever, that there's a giant wave
Starboard?
Coming at us.
Starboard? Oh, Jesus Christ. Starboard.
Starboard, port,
yeah,
bow, and stern.
What? Oh, wait. What did I call it?
Starfish.
You said starfish. All right, I moved everything away from
tomato,
each other.
Tomato.
I don't know if that was causing it.
I'm not 100%. Tomato. Alexa, what side of a ship is starboard?
Oh, God.
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, starboard is the right side of the
right
vessel.
Side.
Okay.
Port is on the left. Bow is obviously in the front. Or
well,
back.
Why can't you just say right
start,
and left?
No. Alexa, where's the bow of a boat?
That's
the
front.
Pirate's asshole.
According to
the bow is the front.
Oh, shut up. Oh, shut up, cunt.
All right, enough. No one cares. Next song.
The bow is the front. Jesus Christ. All right, how about the song? Oh, Jesus.
Alexa, shut the fuck up.
Next song.
When the machines rise up, this house is done. We fucking are so bad at it. All right.
The next song. Wooden Leg.
Wooden Leg.
I don't have it.
Jim?
That's a 5 for Washkush and Jim.
30.
Oh, man.
Part 1, 2, or 3, Jim?
Wow. Just part 1 is fine. Oh,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
What a leg.
Wow. Okay, the next song is Wolves of the Sea.
Oh, I've got a little Wolves of the Sea action. Number 16.
I don't have it.
I do not.
That'd be my 31.
What album did I just...
You guys even listen to...
Here we go. Oh, I love this. Oh, shit. How about some Wenches and Mead? Who's got Wenches and Mead?
That's what I need.
Oh, man. 13.
Nice!
Yeah.
Damn. I don't have it.
I've never listened to them before. I'm not as familiar with all the names of songs. Take me a minute.
27.
All right.
Okay.
Jim, I did say, Jim, Zombies Ate My Pirate Ship. I said that at 25, right?
You said that at 25, yes, sir.
Okay, because I had an arrow switching and I didn't actually rewrite them, so I already don't have enough room the way it is, so I just wanted to make sure. Okay, so.
Okay. Let's see, what is the next song? The next song is Walk the Plank.
Walk the Plank. I don't have that one.
Wow, Jim.
Wow.
I respect that. I got it at 23.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's the opener to
Jim,
Sunset of a
two,
Golden Age.
Jim, that's two that you've had in your top
Yeah.
But they can be in the bottom half of the top 10.
Dear God.
Dear
God. This is going to be a bad. How about Under Blackened Banners?
Let's Get Hammered.
Five.
Jim?
23.
Okay.
17.
Ooh, that's our number one song right now.
Alright,
yeah.
So it's the first one. Okay, alright. Alright, we're getting somewhere.
Let's Get Drunk and Hungry.
Ooh,
woo! Oh, that's catchy. You know it's catchy.
Okay.
So, it's in your 5, Hugh, so obviously you liked
it's
it.
It's good. No, it's good. I mean, it's good. I mean, you know.
It's the best of the worst.
Yeah. No,
let's see.
Okay.
How about, Treasure Chest Party Quest.
Yeah, that's not a tongue twister.
Ooh, give me that at number 11.
Ooh.
Just outside the top 10.
Ooh.
Open
I
it up.
I got that at 20.
20.
Okay.
20.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Pirate's life for me.
Yo.
Yar har har.
It's the opening of Curse of the Crystal Coconut.
How about the classic Tortuga?
Tortuga.
Yeah, give me that. Give me a little of that at 26.
Ooh, 26. I'll see your 26 and raise you a 5.
Wow, Jim.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
God.
I got it at 28.
So that's 3 I have that you got. It's done.
First time I heard that song, I hated it, and then it kind of grew on me. I was like, all right, it's fucking catchy.
I still hate it, but I had to pick 10 songs.
That's true.
I'm kidding.
Wait for Puddle of Mud.
Oh, I can't wait to see where that goes.
Yeah, I could. All
right, how about To the End of the World? That's our next song.
I'll do a little To the End of the World at number 22.
Okay. I don't have it.
I fell off the edge of the world. Sorry.
Ooh,
well, that's because you think the world is flat.
I do not. I just find it fascinating, the theories.
But you're close. But dude, you could be. Oh, but okay. Man. But you could be persuaded. Oh, man. No. I'm joking. I'm joking.
If they came out and said tomorrow that the Earth is flat, I would not be surprised.
Who is they? Yeah. That would be my question.
They can't even fucking run the government the right way. How are they going to know anything about the Earth?
They probably aren't running the government.
Oh, here we go.
It's the people behind the scenes. All right, we'll save this for the post-show.
If you ever played Metal Gear Solid, the Patriots.
How about to the end of our days?
No. Don't have it.
I got that at 30.
Okay. I do not have it.
Runs out my list. All righty then.
That one's not making the list.
Yes, obviously not. All right, next one. The Weller Man.
I'll do a little Weller Man at 29.
Ooh. I do not have it.
I do not either.
Okay. Okay, next song. The Sunken Norwegian.
Mm-hmm. I have that one also. I got that at 15.
Mm. Oh, shit. I do not have that.
Did you even listen, Jim?
Yeah. Of course I did. Why?
Hughes, I got it at 14.
No, it's not even that good. Cheers. You guys are out of your mind.
Hughes is an Ale Stern fan.
I kind of am.
Yeah, you guys cheer yourselves.
I kind of actually enjoy going.
Wow. Okay.
He's going to go back and like make a Spotify all Ale Stern now.
Nah, let's not get carried away here.
How about the next song is what?
Oh, I was just going to say, you know what I've got coming in the mail right now? I'm super fucking excited. I got on eBay NFL Blitz 2000 for Nintendo 64.
Ooh. Dude. Ooh, nice. Old school video games. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know what though? You know what's crazy? Wow. Is that it does. You need a memory pack for it. So that showed up today. I'm like buying. Holy shit.
I think I have NFL Blitz like 96 or something like that. I bought it at the one place in Wilkes-Barre. I was on my break at work and I just ran over. I'm like, let's take a look.
Oh, the video game store?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is awesome.
I bought it for $6.
Yeah, I got
no box or instructions. I'm like, I don't need that fucking shit. I just want to play the fucking game. I want to powerbomb fucking Troy Aikman.
That's why he's calling games. Hey, what channel are the games on tomorrow? Do you guys know?
CBS, ooh. Fox, or ABC. One of them. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what they're on tomorrow.
I'm hoping they're all late games. I hope that it's CBS or NBC or Amazon to be able to stream them.
Amazon, no. It'll probably be CBS.
Probably be Fox.
Fox will be the NFC game, and CBS will be the AFC. And
I gotta find somewhere that I can watch the Eagles game tomorrow night.
Wrong. NBC. NBC is the Jags. And Chiefs are NBC.
Yeah, that's the AFC.
And
ABC maybe for the Eagles game then.
Eagles are Fox.
Okay. All right. So Fox. The one will be on Peacock.
One will be on Peacock and one's on Fox.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or Paramount Plus.
I don't know where you get Fox.
Paramount Plus has CBS. They had the CBS games.
I'd say just get something for the month. Pay like $20 or whatever it is. I don't know.
I would. I probably will. I just got to figure out what streamer will have it and get it. But yeah. Anyway.
Got to get the locals.
All right, the next song.
Yeah. What's our next song? Next song is The Quest. Hughes is on a quest to get these games. The Quest.
I had Treasure Chest Party Quest, but I don't have regular Quest.
I got the Quest at 18.
Okay, respect that. I got it at 13.
Alrighty then. The next song is The Huntmaster. Isn't that the first song by them?
No, right? that's something C's. I can't read my writing.
No. I got that at 16.
Wow, I can't even read my fucking writing here.
Oh, shit.
I don't have that song, but...
Okay.
Their first song, Over the Seas, there you go. Off Captain Morgan's Revenge.
There you go. Okay. Next song, The Battle of Cape Fear River.
I'm a fucking pirate!
Give me a little five action on that there.
Woo! God damn. Damn, man.
Hughes is a fucking pirate.
I got that at 22.
Wow.
Okay. I got it at 21.
Oh my god.
Wow, jeez. Do you guys even fucking listen to Ale Storm?
Yeah. Oh my god. How about Terror on the High Seas?
No, I don't have.
That's all you, Jim. Ooh, I respect that.
Yeah, I do too, I guess.
I'm a dead man.
I do respect it.
I'm a dead man. I'm a dead fuck.
You're walking the plank. It's not good. Jim's getting keel hold.
It's not good. Ooh,
FYI,
the next song?
Do you guys know what keel hold is?
I have no fucking clue what that
no
means.
No idea.
All right, so...
Are you going to tell us?
I will tell you. It's a fucking brutal death. So,
oh God.
What they do is they have a rope going underneath the fucking boat from one side to the other, the bow of this, or the port starboard, and they tie his arms to each end of the rope, arms and legs. And then what they do is they throw you overboard and they drag you under the fucking boat, along the boat, and then they pull you back up. And they just keep doing that until you fucking die.
Interesting.
Good God.
And that is usually for someone throwing a mutiny, traitorism, and, you know, it's not good.
Good Lord. Wow.
And in the show Black Sails, which is all about pirates, it's a Treasure Island prequel. It's on Stars, and it's basically Game of Thrones with pirates. They do that, and there's, like, all barnacles underneath it, and it's just, like, tearing the flesh off the dude, and it's just, like, fuck. Like, and
wow.
The guy just refused to die. I don't want to say the character's name. Any spoilers, but he just fucking refuses to die. He went under, like, 5 or 6 times. And it's not like it's a small boat. Like, it's a big fucking boat that, like, you're underwater the whole entire time getting dragged across a boat under the underneath side of it.
And then you come back up. Wow.
And then they just keep doing it until you fucking die.
Wow.
Interesting.
And then they just throw you in the ocean like shark fodder. So
I think I'd rather that than listen to Hailstorm again. Mm-hmm. Not gonna lie.
Alright, next song.
Next song. Sunset on the Golden Age.
Oh, it's a great song.
Marilyn Manson. Love it.
Yeah. No, don't have that.
I do not have that.
I have it at 24.
Okay.
24.
I think it's like an 11 or a 13 minute song. It's the closer to...
It's a long one,
it's
right?
Yeah, it's the title track to the album Sunset on the Golden Age. Last
How
song.
The next song, the gem of all gems, Shipboat.
Oh, we're doing a little 5 with that right there.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I love that. I fucking love that.
I got it at 11. Right outside.
Okay. I love it. Apparently, I don't love it as much as you guys. I got it at 29.
Ooh, wow. Did you hear that song before? You should listen to it again.
Yeah, I like to dedicate it to my neighbor.
I'm just saying. Hughes and I will guide you along this journey.
Yeah. I'm getting my sea legs.
All right.
How about some Shipwrecked? Shipwrecked.
Ooh, that's another 5er.
Ooh!
Jesus Christ.
Hey. There we go.
Did you just 5 it too?
You goddamn right I did.
Oh my God, I got it at 14.
Alright, that's
God.
That's the number one song.
That's the number one song right now.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I'm fucked.
With an anchor?
Apparently. Fucked with a rank.
Because you're all
Let's
cunts.
See. Oh, how about 7th rum of a 7th rum?
Goddamn, 3 in a row. 5.
Holy shit.
Oh, I got views.
What the
Jesus
fuck
Christ.
On? What happened here?
25.
I don't have it.
What?
Oh.
The resident Iron Maiden expert doesn't have the fucking take on a
yeah.
Maiden song?
That's your boys.
Yeah, that's.
I'm starting to quit. Honestly, well, I'm starting to think that you've just been trolling us with this Hailstorm.
Yeah, he's waited 3 years for this night to say fuck
yeah,
you.
Fuck?
Can you guys imagine if I actually did that?
That'd be
oh
amazing.
My
I'm
God.
Starting to think that you might have been doing this long play
the,
all this time.
The greatest troll of all time. We waited 3 years.
Yeah.
Through
Don't
COVID.
Need to go under a bridge for this one.
Ooh.
All right, our next
song. Speaking of
Jesus
trolls,
Christ.
Netflix, movie troll. Watch it. Great.
Really?
It
is it? For real?
I enjoyed it a lot. It's overdubbed.
Oh, is that the one?
It just came out like maybe a month or two ago. But no, take a listen or watch to Troll on Netflix. It's a pretty good movie.
Or take a listen to it. Watch it with your eyes closed.
Hey.
The blind do it.
They
or
do.
Get better than them. Next song.
Oh my God.
Wow.
How about some Return to Tortuga?
Dude?
Go back
Return,
to it.
I, No.
Return
no.
to Tortuga.
Once was enough. Yeah. Once was enough. Who are they? Metallica with the fucking Unforgiven here?
Whoa.
They wish. Jim.
Jim, you're done. You're absolutely done. I don't even have it.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah.
I don't understand what you guys heard. Did you listen?
Oh, God.
Wait, I heard the greatest pirate metal band of all time.
Fucking guys.
I can't believe
you. Apparently you didn't. Apparently you didn't.
I
don't know what to say.
Well, Jim, I gave you ample time to go back and re-listen.
And I gave you ample time to actually listen. I don't need to re-listen. You need to listen.
I'm going to tell you guys.
You're hung up on the newer stuff as with the older stuff.
And
in
I
the
enjoyed
oh, yeah,
way
the
more
stuff.
Than I expected.
Really? You can't even look at
oh,
us.
Oh, yeah.
You can't even look at us.
There's your intro.
I know.
There's your intro.
I have. This is the third intro I'm marking down for Hughes.
A lot of intros.
This is fantastic.
Good intros. Yeah, I enjoyed the Hellstorm. It's all right.
I told you they're not
as
bad as you guys proclaim.
It's not as bad.
No, it's not as bad.
I don't foresee myself listening, but if they were ever in concert, I would love to see them in concert. Because I
see,
feel
now,
like it would be like a party-type concert.
P-A-R-T-Y. Pirate.
Right. Like, no
party?
Bullshit, no fighting each other, but everyone just...
Yeah.
Getting drunk, having a good time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And hope they throw the giant rubber ducky out.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. All yeah.
Right. What's next?
Yeah. Rage of the Pentahook.
No. Just on a name.
Jim, I don't even know where you got it, Jim.
I got it at 27,
okay.
Dedicated to my high school girlfriend.
Oh my god.
She was the Pentahook.
On the break, we're going to have to discuss that one.
God.
What?
There's one song I can't wait for Jim's pronunciation of.
No, I'm not even going there. Whoever fucking did it, fuck you.
I don't know what
anyway,
yeah.
Pirate Metal Drinking Crew. That's our next song.
More like pirate metal drinking. Five!
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 Pirate metal ranking crew.
Assholes.
You don't 26.
Have it? 26.
20.
Okay.
26. All right, you got it.
26.
Damn, Washkush, this is going to be a... This is going to be a...
Hughes might be the resident Alestorm expert.
I think he is. Yeah, I think he is. He's a closet
fan.
No,
I don't
fan.
Know.
We still got the top of the alphabet to go to.
Yeah, I was heavy in the bottom.
How about some peg leg potion?
Oh, that's a good one.
Who's got peg leg potion?
I got the peg leg potion.
It.
Jim?
I don't have it.
I got it at 26.
26, alright. Mark that down. The next one is Party. Just
Party.
Is Party
P-A-R-T-Y?
Party.
Oh, I got it at number 20.
Okay. 20.
I got it at 16.
Good. That's good. I'm happy for you guys.
It's like super video game vibe.
Ridiculous.
Yes.
Like 90s boss video game vibe is basically the whole song.
Just ridiculous. How about No Grave But the Sea?
Ooh, how about number 24?
It's probably their best album.
Wow.
Is that the name of the album?
Yes. Title track off the album.
Oh, wow.
See, I'll tell you guys, you know what, with Hailstorm, I did not go album to album. I just put it on Spotify a couple different times, but would do it random, so I tried to get a mix, so I don't know any of the albums. Or
No Grave, but the Sea, I don't know if you saw the album cover, it's the one where it's Captain Morgan, that's the name of the pirate skeleton-looking dude, which their album covers are fucking amazing.
Yeah.
That's the one where he's like at the bottom, it's all like greenish-blue, is at the bottom of the sea.
Interesting. Good stuff.
I got it at 12.
12.
No Grave But
okay.
The Sea.
How about Nancy the Tavern Wench?
Oh, I got that. 21.
Respect the fuck out of the shit out of that, Hughes. I didn't think anybody would have it.
I don't have it.
I think I have it just because of the name, to be honest.
I got it at 20.
It's a good name. 20, okay.
I listened to it live last night. I'm like, you know what? This has got to go on the list. It's a good one. It's off their first album.
What's next? I'm at 31 here. All right, how about Mexico?
Yo ho,
Mexico.
19.
Tequila and a donkey show.
Hughes, 13.
Hey.
Oh.
Oh God.
He's dropping a 5 on that. Okay. Okay.
Hey, the alcohol is free.
I love it. It's a good song.
And also, the intro has 90s video game boss.
Yes, it does. I will say, to go from the whatever the sound it is to the video games, it kind of fucks with your head.
Especially on Curse of Crystal Coconut, where they have like the entire album redone in like the video game thing, which is cool as fuck, I think.
See, now, we did rank Curse of the Crystal Coconut a long time ago. Remember that? We each picked an album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because Hughes had the Getaway. Hughes had the Getaway. Washkush had that. I forget what I had. Did I have Appetite?
I think I picked Appetite. Maybe. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, because we did something with a bonus where we each picked an album and we had to rank it or whatever. But yeah.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. Yeah. Wow, that was like 2021. Jesus. All right, anyway, Mead from Hell. Who's got Mead from Hell?
Hughes?
No.
I do not have that either.
I have the Mead from Hell at 18.
Okay, all right. Now we've got the song I Will Not Say. Magazagaragazag. Magaragazagazag.
No.
Zigaragazigazag.
Magyarozagazag.
What the fuck is that supposed to be?
I don't know. It's the Let's Get Drunk and Get Hammered song. Or Let's Get Hammered.
Is that what
it is? Yeah, that's the new album. 19.
Shit. 19, damn.
Have no, oh, and they ramble it off like how Red Hot Chili Peppers say Bob Sacramento, the Sica Micamano.
Oh, yeah.
Sica Micamano.
Sica Micamano.
What'd you have it at, Wash Kush? 19?
19. Oh. It's all catchy, right. But it's not, you know, the greatest. It's not the worst, but
yeah,
it'll get
that,
stuck in your head.
Wow.
That's the one, I'm almost positive it's the Stealing Ships and something, Let's Get Hammered. I don't know. I thought the chorus was super catchy.
All right, where are we at? So, Magazagaragazag. Okay, next one. Magnetic North.
25.
Ooh, I got a 21.
Five. Man.
Jesus Christ.
You guys really fucking disappointed on that one. I thought you guys were going to fucking enjoy that one.
Wow. We did. We made the list.
Yeah.
Just not a fiver.
I thought that would be a fiver.
God damn it. Wow. Okay. How about Magellan's Expedition?
First track off the new album.
Oh, 28.
Wasn't that that was Jerry's favorite explorer, wasn't it?
Magellan? I think it was.
I love the Magellan. Right? Magellan. Him and George are talking about
it. That's a good tune. I don't have it.
I don't have it either. That's a solo there.
Okay.
How about Keelhauled?
Keelhauled.
Right? Keelhauled? Keelhauled? Is that what we just talked
about? Keelhauled. Getting drug underneath the ship.
Oof. Vicious.
It is brutal.
Vicious. Hughes?
What song is it?
Keelhauled.
Keelhauled?
Oh, Keelhauled? 23. Sorry.
Okay. 23. I do not have it. Wow. This is brutal.
Wow.
Oh, okay. The Divide. It's opening wider than... never mind. Anyway, how about Hangover? Mm.
5.
Yo!
Ho!
I do not have that song.
Jim, how do you not have that song?
31 for me.
This originally was in my top 10, but it's a cover, but it's 11.
Is it a cover?
It is a cover.
What's it a cover?
It's a cover. If it wasn't a cover, it'd probably be in my top 5. So, but I do love that song.
Jesus Christ.
There's so many mornings, Saturday mornings after a rink that I just come down and I just literally tell Alexa play, like, Alexa play Hangover.
That's excellent.
Jesus.
It's so good. Especially the live version with the gang vocals.
All right, so we got that one. Hangover. Oh, man, how about the classic Fucked with an Anchor?
Oh!
Fucked with an Anchor. Who's got that?
You're all cunts, so fuck you all.
5.
What was that?
5?
What was that?
5. It's a 5.
I will see your 5 and raise you a 5.
I'll see your 5s and I'll raise you another 5.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. That's the one.
That's the number one song right now.
That is.
That's the one. That's a silver tuna, Marv. Okay.
Smells like fish.
All right. Woof. Here we go. How about Fanny Boss?
17.
That'd be my 31.
That was my legit 32. I had 6 songs that were...
That's your legit 32?
Legit 32.
Oh my God. Wow.
I went to 36. I couldn't... cut them off the list, but I also had to draw a line somewhere, and that was my...
That's like how okay. I was like that with the Wii's.
Yes.
How about the song Drink?
14.
Yo-ho-ho, Drink. Oh, 14. All right, I got that 29. Oh, my God. This is brutal. No, we're just all over the place with this, though. This is great.
But we're here to drink your beer.
I know. At 29.
We'll steal your rum at the point of a gun. To us will fall.
How about
your alcohol? All
right. Death Before the Mast.
Don't have it.
Ooh, Jim's throwing up the fives.
I'm dead. I'm fucking dead on this.
God, sharks are circling Jim right now.
Wow. Did you guys not listen?
Sounds like your rank fell overboard.
Ooh. It sounds like I just...
Did your rank get shipwrecked? I get it.
You guys are just going, oh, drink with an anchor. Like, listen to the music. Damn it. All right, how about we...
Washers, where do you have it?
I don't have it.
He doesn't have it. I'm a dead man. I'm fucked.
Dead man? I'm a dead fuck. Your blood run down your face from your soul?
Yeah.
Oh, just call man.
Me, call me Crispin. Crispin Glover. I'm a dead man.
Computer, don't lie.
Shimmy Glover. Computer, my don't lie.
Dead fuck.
Yo, I gotta admit, last Friday, binging all the Jason movies was such a treat. I was so burned out on Halloween after Halloween, but... Come last week just to rewatch them all again. It was so fucking awesome.
Yo, Jim, earmuffs, Jim, earmuffs. Trailer to Scream 6. Holy fuck!
Amazing!
Oh my god!
Amazing!
Oh my god! It looks so fucking good.
No,
how
I watch,
you, how
I
good was that video?
I said watch five.
I love the Iron Man. The Iron Man homage. There's the Iron Man homage. There's a Halloween homage to it.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it looks so fucking good, and it looks like it's gonna be fucking brutal. Like, Ghostface looks like he's never, like, gonna be this brutal before.
No. Did you guys watch the trailer for Skinamarink?
No, I've heard of it. I saw little clips of it. I didn't watch the trailer, but I've heard. Is that on Shudder, right? Is that a Shudder movie or not? Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have to get Shudder, because it's
I'm gonna
only
be honest,
like.
Yeah, I had Shudder for a little while. I'll be honest, I read the whole plot of it because I'm like, I'm not going to see it. There's no fucking way. Like, not going to happen. Watch the trailer. The trailer,
it's
legitimately fucking so unsettling. And I love horror movies. Huge fan. But you know what, though? Like, I don't want to be frightened at this point, you know?
Okay.
I want to just, like, enjoy, you know?
See, I think that's why I like watching movies I already know what happens, because, like, that first time watching a horror movie, you have that, like, settling of, like, unease, which
you have no idea,
like,
no clue. What's
Smile, I needed to mentally prepare myself because I knew it was, it wasn't like psychological, but it was sometimes. But like a new horror movie, like the new Halloween ends, so it's just like, all right, I know he's gonna kill people. It's just there's a certain point in the movie where it takes,
except he didn't,
he killed like four people.
Plot twist. Yeah. Spoiler.
No, not even spoiler. Don't even fucking watch it if you haven't watched it.
The only thing that killed that movie was the director and the writer and Jamie Lee Curtis.
And Corey Cunningham.
And Corey Cunningham, the motherfucker.
Yeah. Michael literally killed like four people in that movie.
I know. He's in a fucking sewer dying as an old man. Like,
he's decrepit. He's fucking 60.
I've been doing this since 1979. I'm over it. I want to die.
But,
does anybody care about Avatar? Why do people care about Avatar?
Avatar sucks. You know what sucks worse than Avatar? Why the fuck did you guys let me watch Camp Sleepaway?
Movie's awesome.
And not... But you never told me
what
was
alert.
Sleepaway Camp.
Spoiler alert.
No.
Yeah, for a
spoiler alert,
movie.
The movie came out in a fucking 19... The fucking... You guys had me built up. I was going to be scared. It's a fucking dick.
I didn't say it was a scary movie. I just said it was awesome.
But you guys held that out on me.
Well, yes. That's the fucking great reveal.
I know. I feel like that's a bigger troll than you not actually liking Alestorm. That's the biggest troll of the whole race.
But like Angela, spoiler alert again.
Angela.
Again.
More like
Angela.
More like Angelo.
Angelo.
Yeah.
More like Anthony.
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 Yeah.
Anthony. You got your dick out. Anthony, put your bathing suit on. Your penis is showing.
That's the whole reveal of it. Like, it's... Anthony. You have an inclination of like, what is this? Something's not wrong with right with this girl. And then you're like,
How about how David Crosby died and the 17 people who didn't think he died in 1998 are heartbroken?
I saw that.
What did he die from? Liver failure from his second liver?
No, he's fucking 920 years old, dude.
Yeah, four dead in Ohio.
I saw he died. Yeah. I didn't even care remotely to look and see why.
Everything turn.
All right,
my God, is that what he sings? Is that him?
Yeah, that was his song. He was in the Birds.
Was he? I only know Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, or as I like to call them, Trash, Ash, Garbage, and Stank. Yeah. Next song.
He played that song when the Titanic was going down. Okay, next song. Come to Brazil. Let's go to Brazil.
It's a good song.
Don't have.
Who's going?
Jim's going to Brazil.
Jesus fuck.
Don't you dare throw up a five.
I'm not throwing up a five. I'm going to throw up a 12.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. That's such a good
Jesus
song.
Jesus is in Brazil, song, actually.
Right? Jesus Christ. Yeah, that big old statue. Whoa. All right. Oh, yeah. He's jacked up like the fucking rock. Get out of here, you fucking scumbag. Anyway, Chronicles of Vengeance.
No.
What the fuck? 15. Nope. Jesus Christ. This is not good. How about a little chomp chomp?
Good song.
How about a little nope, nope?
I like it.
24?
Nope.
Holy shit. How about Captain Morgan's Revenge? Here we go with the five.
Five.
Here we go. Oh, my God.
Five.
I got a you guys five, but suck. Put a one in front of it. 15.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Jim, where's... Did you have it?
Nope.
That's a first album. Fuck that. That's the... freaking title track of the first album. That's like your MO.
I know, but it has to be good.
It's great.
How about Cannonball? Not the Breeders. Not the Breeders. They all start.
Oh, shit. Oh, like,
well, no, whoa. Hughes has two songs in his top 10 that say the word cunt in it.
Oh my God!
Where?
Shove a cannonball
That's
up
the
your
first
cunt.
Cunt that dropped.
No, I already dropped like two or three. Shove a cannonball up your cunt and cannonball,
did you?
And then fuck with the anchor. You're all cunt, so fuck you all.
Oh.
Did you even listen?
Hughes
is like changing his list now. He's like, nope.
Yeah. No, I'm not. But I don't know.
Yeah, cannonball head. Yeah.
Look, he pulled a Wash Kush this week. He doesn't listen to lyrics this week.
That, you know what? You're right.
Just listen to Beaux.
Hey, I respect it.
How about 17? I got it at 17.
I got a 22. Shove a cannonball up your cunt.
Wow. How about the song Buckfast Power Smash?
No.
I don't know what the fuck
I don't
means.
Either. Wow. Jim, you can go Buckfast yourself alone.
That's a great
what
song.
What album is that
you
even
guys
on?
Fucking suck. The good one?
Clearly.
All right, let's go.
Black Sails at Midnight.
Sounds like an, don't have it.
What?
Sounds good, but don't have it.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
All right, Jim.
Dude,
high five on that one.
Boy. All right. We're finally in it.
My not having it ruins it.
Shit.
Depends on where we both have it.
This is all over. This is awesome. All right, next song. Big Little Ship.
27.
I don't have it.
I do not either.
Okay, we got two more songs. Back Through Time.
Like, get the time back so we didn't have to listen to Hailstorm? Wish I had.
No, like the title track of the album.
Oh.
19.
You're alone there, Jim.
Jesus
it's quite it's quite heavy in time.
Our final song is Hailstorm.
Number 30.
Ooh.
You guys have the song Hailstorm in your top five?
Yeah.
I do. He does.
Oh.
Wow. Alright, wow. Washkush wins this.
Yeah, I think Washkush wins.
I would say you should win your band. Alright, I got a quick 31 to 36 of honorable mentions.
All right, let's hear it.
31, Death Throngs of the Terror Squid. 32, Fanny Boz. 33, Rum. 34, Treasure Island. 35, That Famous Old Spice. 36, Leviathan. And
Leviathan.
I will say Mastodon does Leviathan better.
You better. You better.
You better. All right.
You better.
I gotta go drain the old sea monster, so we'll be back with that.
I gotta drain the little sea monster, and then we'll do the top 10 on this.
We gotta somehow suffer through the rest of this.
10 more songs, Heath. We can do this.
All right.
Go have some rum. Maybe some beer.
Shit.
Go take a quest. Actually, go have some mead.
I'll be back. I gotta piss.
Yar, mateys. About to take our 10 final steps down the plank into the wild, wacky waters of Alestorm.
I got a new drink.
Yar.
Yar. I got some more rum.
Yar.
I have...
Different kind of rum. You're mixing rums tonight. Yeah. God damn it, man.
It's all right.
Wow.
I'll be fine.
No, that's fine.
I'm not drinking heavy, though. It's Friday, Jim.
Nah.
It's Friday. All right, here we go.
I got a little Kirk and Sweeney 18-year-old Dominican rum. I bought it in 2016, so it's a little bit older than 18 years old, but it's unbelievably smooth.
You guys ready for the top 10?
Hughes.
Let's go.
Break the seal.
We round table or doing 10 through 6?
When have we ever round tabled the top 10? All
right. Number 10, seventh rum. I don't know, seventh rum of a seventh rum.
Yo! Ooh. Yo ho ho, bitches. Okay. My number 10, Death Before the Mast.
My number 10, Pirate Metal Drinking Crew.
Or shit.
The three of us, the Pirate Metal Ranking Crew.
There we go.
And I go
my number 9, right. Hangover.
Damn.
What we'll all have tomorrow.
Hughes,
I respect the fuck out of that. Especially that it's a cover, and you usually don't put covers on either, too, so.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't know. I didn't know, but it's okay. It was all
I like that you didn't know, because it just shows it's a great song.
I was not aware.
How about we go with... number 9 is Terror on the High Seas.
Okay.
Yeah.
My number 9 is Shipwrecked.
Shipwrecked. Mark that down.
My number 8, Captain Morgan's Revenge.
Wow. Damn. That's fucking great, Hughes.
Okay.
Hold on, my refrigerator's still open.
That one there. And Hughes at number 8. Wow. I love it. I love everything about it.
All right. I'm back.
Number 8 for me is Black Sails at Midnight.
Hell yeah, Jim.
Love it.
What was Hughes? What was your 8?
Captain Morgan's Revenge.
Jim, get that drink. Black Sails at Midnight.
Oh, we linked up. Yes. Oh my God, Wash Kush. Dude. I'll get the whiskey out. There we go.
Oh, I'll get the rum. I'll get the rum out. Here. Here was a little I was not aware of that. Hughes, you being the big Bucks fan you are, I did mention this once before when we did Alestorm, the Curse of the Crystal Coconut, but for any new listeners or just anyone that just may not know that might like Alestorm and just listening, anybody know what a red flag means when pirates raise that?
No.
You told us before, but I forget.
Yeah, you guys are fucking schwasted. So,
oh man,
what a red flag is black sails means they're boarding your ship. Black sails means if you comply, you can kind of convert over to us. We're taking your ship. We're leaving. You can have your ship back. Red sails show no mercy, no prisoners. Everybody fucking dies.
Interesting.
They may take your ship. So they may sink the ship.
So when you post the sail or the ship that's coming,
so
to post the sail.
So the song Black Sails at Midnight, that's another ship seeing black sails coming towards them at midnight. So when pirates, they typically sail under the standard color flat sails of white, blue, or whatever. Right. Usually it's white, and then they lower them, and then they raise the black sail, and then that's when everybody's like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. We're fucked. Except when it's a military ship, and, you know, like Pirates of the Caribbean. They fuck up. They're like, oh, shit. We picked the wrong ship. But a red...
Right.
It isn't a common thing, but in the Tampa Bay Bucks logo, it's the red flag with the Jolly Roger with the swords and the football in the mouth. But red flag means no prisoners. Everybody's dying.
Which means you're fucked.
Yeah.
Only if you have Brady. So next year, the Dolphins will have red flags on their helmets, right?
No, because he's not going there.
Oh.
I have retired my love of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It was a 3-year love affair, and it's
all... Oh, yeah, Brady sucks, and yeah. you're done.
Ran its course.
No, he's going to a different team.
All right. Next sign, seven.
Seven.
The Battle of Cape Fear River.
Hughes is a fucking pirate.
Jesus, Hughes. Wow. My seven is Buckfast Power Wash.
My seven is Keel Hold.
Keel Hold?
Oh. Bless you.
God. I feel like I'm dying now. Hughes, what's your six?
Ship boat.
Nice.
Shit.
Nice. Your pirate boat can eat a bag of dicks. Your pirate boat can eat a giant bag of dicks.
So ridiculous.
Dude, that's so ridiculous. It is so ridiculous. That's why it's so great.
It kind of is so good. I don't know. Now I'm kind of liking it a lot more. I don't know. It's weird.
Your pirate ship can eat a giant bag of dicks. Your captain is an alcoholic.
Let's see. My six is walk the plank.
Okay. Mine is Mexico.
Mexico. Nice.
Well, you're in Mexico. All right, all right.
Yo, ho, Mexico. Tequila and a donkey show.
My number Jesus five. Christ. Jesus Christ. My number five is Cannonball.
Ooh.
A little cannonball. All right, where am I at? I got to do five now?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Man, this screen is getting blurrier by the second. Not good. Number five for me is wooden leg.
Okay, my number five, I think, is the only one that we all had in the top five together. Fucked with an anchor.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus, all right.
Jesus Christ.
I'm predicting that as our number one song overall because it's fucking awesome.
My number four, Shipwrecked.
Nice. I forgot you had it in your top 10.
Dude.
Hughes might win this.
Wait, where'd that go? He might pull off the upset.
I don't know, but...
We'll see.
Fuck it. Alright, I'm up. Shit. What am I at? What number are we on?
Man, I lost track of where you guys
are.
We're number four.
Hughes just said shipwreck.
Four. Alstorm. Number four is Alstorm.
Ah, yes, rum, beer, quest, and mead. It's all that a pirate needs.
Alstorm.
My number four is the treasure chest party quest. Driving down I-95, searching for treasure.
Jesus Christ.
Have you guys ever seen the music video of it?
No.
Well,
no, I did, actually. I probably did, because I was watching all the videos.
The driving down I-95 in their Lamborghini is not a Lamborghini. It's like a Honda Civic that's like painted yellow, dressed looking like a Lamborghini or something. It's a fucking joke video, but it's fucking hysterical.
Nice.
Interesting. My number three, Pirate Metal Drinking Crew.
For tonight, it's the Ranking Crew.
Wow, Pirate Metal Drinking Crew. All right.
The video for that's cool, too. Because
number three, Fucked with an Anchor.
Ooh. Number three,
Fucked with an Anchor.
Through the Ice and Snow, Magnetic North. I can't believe you guys didn't have that in your top 10.
Dear God.
That song is so awesome. It's a slower one, too, Jim.
Isn't that a Zeppelin song? Under the ice and snow in the midnight wolf.
No. They wrote that themselves.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Oh,
who wrote that themselves?
Hailstorm.
Jimmy Page.
Oh, I was gonna say Zeppelin definitely did. Zeppelin.
No, I'm talking about
Jimmy Page steals more than Kirk Hammett does.
What? Kirk steals. Oh my God. The only thing that's been stolen more than riffs by Led Zeppelin is Steven Adler's ability to speak by Axl Rose.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. All right. We're on the twos.
Oh my God.
The twos.
Under Black and Banned.
Nice.
God damn,
you. He wants to get drunk and hungry.
Tough crowd with you guys.
Hughes, you got like a scarf, Hughes. Like poncho type thing going on here. I don't even know.
It's a scarf. Hughes. Because it's freezing. I didn't want to put the heat on in this room. Yeah.
Hughes, listen. Yeah. We've been talking for almost 4 years, and we found a way to get under each other's skin, but you've been like Teflon until we brought up Metallica.
Oh,
so
we have we got to keep doing it. Yeah.
It's so good. We can look. Hughes and I would message. Listen, Hughes and I would be like, let's get Washkush fired up. Just say TB12, and Washkush would go on a tyrant. And then Hughes would be like, Hughes would be like, hey Jim, Miles Kennedy, and I go off on a tangent like for hours at a time. Yeah. And Washkush and I are like, man, we got to get Hughes fired up. How do we do
it? I like to annoy people, and I pride myself on not being easily annoyed.
Well, so, unless like, you say Dave Mustaine fired all Metallica to create the best band of the Big Four.
Good one.
We're talking Washkush, truth right
say
there.
Say it without stuttering, and I'll give it a second thought. Sure. Number one.
You can't even take that as a joke.
We're on number two.
Number two.
Oh my god.
Number one.
I'm gonna die.
Number two.
Number two. Hughes, you're up. Number two. Number two.
No, I did. Under Black and Banners.
That was your two?
I know. Hughes is one, and I respect the fucking hell out of it.
Oh shit. So I'm on number two. Hold on. I'm on number two. Yeah. My number two, Return to Tortuga.
Wow. My number two is a little rum, beer, quests, mead. It's all pirate fucking knees, bitches. Or I should say cunts.
All right, name the
Ale Storm.
Name the song.
Let's set sail on a storm of ale. Come on. Another reason why I like this band is because I can actually remember lyrics. Other bands, I can't remember lyrics.
Of all the lyrics you could remember.
I know. For the guy who doesn't listen to lyrics, you get the band that's all about pirate songs.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I'm sorry. Number one, Fucked with an Anchor.
I fucking respect the hell out of that, Hughes. I'll raise my rum glass to that.
Amazing.
Well, that's the number one. That's the number one.
Tortuga.
Wow, Jim.
Tortuga?
Yes, Return to Tortuga is number two, and number one is Tortuga.
Wow, Jim. I fucking love it. I'm shocked by that.
I love it. All right, everything.
I really thought we were going to have a Diamond Dave tonight.
Not even close.
What's your number one?
Drink. We are here to drink your beer.
No.
Steal your rum at a point of a gun.
Jim, did you have that one?
Yeah.
I had that at 29.
All right, I had it at
29. Yeah, I thought you... Oh, man.
Man, what are you going to say? Wow. Ale Storm is way more fun than I possibly could have imagined.
Yeah, they're a party band.
Yeah,
they're a party band. That's total
legit
party band.
They're not. If you want to hear like deep, thoughtful lyrics, you're looking at the wrong band. If you just want to get drunk and have a good time listening to these guys, then Ale Storm is for you. But if like you know you want to get some deep, meaningful lyrics, go listen to Led Zeppelin's ripoffs.
Yeah.
Here
I mean, truthfully, I don't really need...
Jim,
I love Zeppelin,
but they ripped off
I don't really need the deep, meaningful lyrics, and to be honest, when bands get a little too, like, preachy and poetic in their lyrics, I don't want to, like, name names here, but there's certain bands that it becomes, like, huge snooze fest with, like Rush.
Rage Against the Machine?
So it's like...
Rush! You don't even know what half their shit is about!
I mean, I don't need them, like, I don't need Neil Peart reading a book and then fucking regurgitating it over seven different time signatures. Like, play the drums and
move
on.
Wait, Neil Peart? Come on. He stole all of Travis Barker's riffs. Let's be real here.
Whoa.
That's why, my favorite Rush song is one with
They're not
things.
Fucking riffs, you clown. They're not riffs, you clown.
They're drum riffs.
They're beats.
They're beats. They're beats, yo.
Okay, Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
Yo. What do we do with Dr. Dre?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. You guys let me know how that goes.
Oh, come on. We gotta do some hip-hop. What about Wu-Tang? Wu-Tang forever.
How about Wu No?
Yeah, how about No-Tang?
No-Tang.
The No-Tang clan.
What about Snoop?
Oh, my God.
Snoop the Loop.
I'm too fucked up for this.
Grab your green hat. Let's go. Come on. We're going streaking through the quads.
Oh, my God.
There's like three songs, and the rest is just gonna be like,
What about the Notorious B.I.G.?
Murder was the case they gave me.
I don't know. You
give me Eminem.
Give me Jay-Z. Give me Jay-Z. Give me Eminem.
Jay-Z.
Nah, I'll take Jay.
His first album, okay, but everything after that, fuck that.
What about fucking 99 Problems and a Bitch Ain't Love?
Well, y'all won a single say fuck that.
Thank you, Jim, for that. That's corn. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, but anyway. No, this was great. This is a lot of fun.
I think these makes are fun because numbers. It's interesting to see where you guys would line up. And Jim's list on initial, I was like, oh man, this is great. And then I'm like, wow, you really...
What?
Yeah.
Kind of flip-flopped it. Think Tortuga's their best song?
Totally. How is it not their best song? Did you guys not listen to the fucking music or what?
No, how did you guys put Drinks so low? Like, just that song, just a fucking drink?
And at 14. At 14.
What the fuck we
That's like here? Literally like after Doctor plays. I play Drink every single fucking podcast before we start.
Jesus. Well, that's insanity.
Doctor is done, I either play Alestorm Drink or Mustard Plug Beer. Which Mustard Plug is a ska band, so. And they talk about beer. And that's what we're going to be doing. So, drinking beer. So,
beer.
There's a lot of woes. Oh, beer. As typical ska band shit goes.
Trailer.
All right. So, my
fucking stupid fucking
K-9
song.
Needs to go out and relieve herself. So, we're going to take a quick break.
Right back.
I'm going to figure out numbers.
Jim.
What the fuck?
Bags. Yeah.
We got numbers.
For the albums, the only album we linked up on was Marilyn Manson.
All right, just go over number ones.
We had
go
Green
over
Day,
the number ones. Number ones. Number
Day.
Ones.
That's it. Yeah, that is the number.
But no,
one.
Go.
That's it.
Go,
that's your number one. Now, as far as us, Hugh's number one was an Iggy Pop album, which you can't complain about because Bowie did it. Washkush, Made in Live After Death, because of the car wash. Shimmy Bags, Appetite for Destruction, Guns N' Roses, because it taught me how to play guitar.
There you go. Let us know on the Facebook. What are your Perfect Storm albums?
That's the moment.
Yeah. Hit us up on the Facebook. Instagrams.
Fucking
name. Instagrams. FDT Rankings, I believe, is the name.
Is there an Instagram?
There is.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Is it linked? Is it linked to post everything? If not,
it should be.
It should be.
I'll have to check. I don't know.
I don't know because I don't have an Instagram, so I don't.
I have an Instagram, but it's just basically just to like have people send me funny shit. I don't ever actually use it, so
yeah.
That's what Instagram is for.
Let's hit some songs here.
Some songs.
I'm going 30-1.
Let's see who's the resident Alestorm expert.
Here we go. Number 30, Nancy the Tavern Witch. 29, Terror on the High Seas. 28, Wenches and Mead. 27, Buckfast Power Wash. 26, Zombies Ate My Pirate Ship. 25, No Grave But the Sea. 24, P-A-R-T-Y. 23, Seventh Rum of a Seventh Rum. 22, Wooden Leg. 21, The Quest. 20, Keelhauled. 19, Return to Tortuga. 18, Shipboat. 17, The Sunken Norwegian. 16, Walk the Plank. 15, Captain Morgan's Revenge. 14, Hangover. 13, The Battle of Cape Fear. 12, Tortuga. I'm out.
Ooh.
11, Black Sails at Midnight. God damn.
Yeah, that should be
top 10 Alestorm songs. Number 10, Magnetic North.
Yeah, baby.
Number 9, Mexico. Number 8, Cannonball. Number 7, Drink. Number 6, Under Blackened Banners.
Wow.
Number 5, Pirate Metal Drinking Crew.
Fuck, Hughes won.
Number 4, Treasure Chest Party Quest. Number 3, Alestorm. Number 2, Shipwrecked. And the number one Alestorm song, according to Falling Down with the Rankings, is Fucked with an Anchor. And Cactus Jack is no longer named Cactus Jack. It's now named Cactus Anchor.
Wow.
My Weezer. Bunny Goodman wins my Weezer. I steal his Ailstorm.
Woo.
Jim can't even win Puddle of Mud.
Out. I'm fucked. Wow. It's over.
You got fucked with an anchor
it's
tonight.
It's all over.
Damn.
Right in the cunt.
He cleaned us out hard. Damn. Hughes had 5. Washka had 4. Shimmy Bags had 2. Pathetic. I'm ashamed of myself. I can't believe. Tortuga. What a great song.
So,
Captain Cactus Hack.
That's right. Pirates.
Wow.
I respect
Pirates.
It.
Of the Mountaintop.
Pirates of the Mountaintop.
As before tonight's rank, as the falling down the stair rankings expert of Ailstorm, I respect your list.
Great list.
It won.
I enjoyed the Ailstorm way more than possibly imagined, but you know what though? I'm happy that I waited to enjoy them this way, so fuck yeah.
Wow, all right,
so next up is Puddle of Mud.
At some point, we don't know when.
We're not ranking next week, but
we're not.
Next week's a week off.
Well, okay. you said you were on tour with Ghost.
Well, no, I might be. Well, we'll see. I'll let you know.
Aether's hitting the studio, and we'll take a week off. We'll do for a week.
Well, I actually haven't listened to one Puddle of Mud song, but
let's take a couple weeks and take a break.
We're gonna wait a week.
We can get together. We'll get together without a rank and just discuss.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds figure good. Out yeah, our shit.
Yeah, we're going to need something good for around the Valentine's Day.
That is true.
Yes, we are. We'll have to figure something out.
But Hughes gets
something
the bonus.
Horror related.
Hughes gets the bonus for Puddle of Mud Week.
I'm going to sit on this.
You have to think on this one. Take a second. Think on this one.
All right, I had a bonus written down, but I'm just going to just keep writing that down until I finally win again. So,
All right. Top 10 things you don't want to drop into a puddle of mud.
The soap.
The phone. You don't want to drop your cell phone in a puddle of mud.
Yeah.
It's going to die.
But what about the
money?
Soap? Money, you can dry it off.
Jesus Christ, you're not in fucking prison.
Yeah, you never know what's
going to
happen.
What are you doing walking around with soap? Dr. Squatch over there, are you trying to get a promo code?
Hey, maybe. If they want to give us one, hey, anybody from Ailstorm listening?
Ailstorm?
No, Ailstorm. I see
Ailstorm
they respond a lot to social media requests. So if anybody's listening from Ailstorm.
Washkush, it's 10:30 on Friday. You know the members of Ailstorm are stocking shelves at Walmart right now. they're one rung lower than Dave Mustaine, okay? Dave Mustaine's getting sleep to get ready for his catering job in the morning.
Sorry, here in America, we hate good music, but over in Europe, they love good music. That's where they fucking
tour. Tortuga?
Yeah.
Tortuga, they like good music. You guys don't like it. Yeah, and hey, look at 1 and 2, man.
Jim, Tortuga's a good song. It's just...
It's fantastic, and the return of Tortuga, it sold it for me. They rewrote the song and made it even better.
It's not their best
awesome.
Song. Drink is their best song.
Stop it, Drink. You would drink.
Oh, sure. Okay.
All right. That was a great rank.
That was a good rank.
Weezer and Ailstorm have proved to be fucking great. We got Puddle of Mud coming up.
We don't have anything after that. We got to figure out something else after that.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to figure out.
That's what we got to talk.
We're going to do that right now. So,
yeah, we got to figure this shit out. Yeah.
It's Friday. Happy Friday. Enjoy yourselves.
Right. Cheers. Have fun. Enjoy life. Whatever.